SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen,
please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have everybody with us here on the grid. 844-843-6879 is the number. Very busy hour. We'll do a lot of NFL this hour. Go through a couple things from this past weekend. Start to look ahead to week four here. I got to at least, Joe, at some point slip in the President's Cup picks as the golf United States versus the international team tees off tomorrow in Montreal for the President's Cup. So that's very exciting. We have a lot of baseball that we're watching as well while we're here. Mike Carver and, of course, the encyclopedia of college football, the one, the only. Go for the two, Joe Lisi. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Carver, baby. What a week in NFL action. Let me tell you, what a week, huh? Those Monday night games were fantastic, too.
Well, one game was fantastic. Both games were fantastic for me. If you were just a regular viewer, Joe, I'd say probably only one game was fantastic from a watchability standpoint, but that's okay. Because when your team drops the hammer, you talk about a smash play, Joe. The Bills on Monday night were a smash play against that gutless Jaguar team. Watching them limp out of the B-low on Monday night, what a shame to see that. But, and I want to talk to you about that in a moment. I think big picture wise, Joe, after 3 weeks, as we head into this week, at least from what we do here, is I can't believe, Joe, the dogs that have barked. You know, the biggest dog has won outright the first 3 weeks of the season, which is the first time that's happened in, 25 years. So I think 2001 even, Joe, almost 30. It's been a long time since that's happened. You had three consecutive weeks with that going on. You also have, the public plays are all getting completely smashed at the window. It's been very interesting from the gambling perspective first 3 weeks of the season.
Oh, it has. Dogs are barking, right? We saw the Giants step up. We saw Washington step up on Monday night. I mean, the list goes on and on in regards to the outright teams that just won the game and covered the spread outright. Carolina smashed the Raiders, which I was shocked about. I mean, say what you will, but that was a gutless effort too. And it's just amazing. It really is, because the books have to be cleaning up. There's no doubt they're cleaning up. When the Survivor, Right.
Of course they are.
Yeah, so it'll even itself out. The problem is these totals. I can't. And let me just say this. I'm going to say this now. I need to vent. I would fire Mike McDaniel on the spot. This guy is absolutely gutless. Carver, I said this time and time again. This guy doesn't know what to do when the chips are in the middle of the table. You hit this guy with a pillow, he falls over. That's how much moxie he's got. He is a coddler. He's a coach that only succeeds when the pregame plan goes the right way. When things don't go right from an in-game perspective, he absolutely sucks. And let me tell you something. If I was the owner and I was Ross, I'd chop him immediately, right out the door. I don't kick his ass out of the locker room, this guy. I'm sick of his face. Terrible.
Wow, Joe. Tell us how you really feel.
No, because
we played a clip of him the other day. I guess it was today, where he's like, "Yeah, you really don't expect to go into the game and scoring only 3 points." Yeah. You know, thought he would have Thompson a little bit more prepared. Now I get it; Thompson stinks. And I'll say this too, Joe: I think that Huntley will actually move the football with them if they decide to start him on Monday night, which they should.
Carver.
I think that they'll have a better offense with him. You know,
Tyreek Hill has 63 yards over two games. Okay. I understand Tua got hurt one game. Okay. We'll give him a pass. 40 yards. I mean, here's the thing. If I told you that the backup, whoever it was, okay, has Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle as a coach, you're not dialing up plays to get it to the. I got to see Devon Achane run left, run right, run left, run right. And when I say sick of looking at his face, because he's completely clueless. That's why. And on top of it, when he wins, he thinks he's the smartest guy in the room. The problem is that when he wins, he's beating teams that are under 500. Teams that are actually good, he sucks against. That's the problem. And his team takes on his mentality. He's a coddler, and that's all he is.
He's a coddler, and that's all he is, Joe. He's done a. I thought he did a bad job. I haven't been as hard on him as you have in terms of some of the things.
Not,
I thought he.
You're not
he
a
really...
Miami fan. You're not a Miami. Yeah. You're a Bill fan. So you're. If McDermott was doing that, you'd be saying the same thing.
Billy Club for the Bills so far, Joe. Billy Club City for what they.
I don't
want
to hear it. I said it. I said it, not you. I said this team would be better.
You did say it, and I will say you said it. And you need to understand something, Joe. And yes, I did walk around here, and I still do kind of believe there's some transition going on here. I just think that the quarterback is so good and the offensive coordinator is so good that they're able to get around some of the things that I thought would be shortcomings. And I'll tell you what else, Joe. I think I said this to you last week, too. McDermott, who has his faults, and I've told you should have been fired. There's a couple times I would have chopped him in the past few years. What he's done with the defense, think about all the guys who not only went out the door, Joe, after last year, Hyde, Poyer, several others, but to then this year start the year without his three best defenders, which were Milano, who hasn't played yet. He lost Bernard in the first game. He lost Taron Johnson in the first game. So without his three, potentially his three best defenders, and Rousseau's really good, and Von Miller's even got a pulse now, Joe, which is amazing watching him out there. McDermott's done a hell of a job with that defense, who's allowed nothing through the first three games. And look, they get a real challenge Sunday night. That game in Baltimore, Joe, very challenging, I think, for the Bills, especially off the way they've started. But what else has Allen now done, Joe, that everybody used to say, doesn't turn the ball over? They're 9-1 since Brady became the offensive coordinator last year. Simplify the playbook, Joe. More running, short throws. Yes, they still take the shots, but Allen is running his offense masterful, and that is why they're in the position that they're in.
You're right, and I'll say this, and I wanted to pose the question to you. Are they more consistent without Stephon Diggs? I think they are.
Well, here's one the media needs to stop with this. The media needs to stop. He made a comment after the game on Monday night about how he's so happy that he threw to 10 different receivers. He made a comment about nobody cares about stats, and people took that as a shot at Diggs. And for the 14th time since training camp started, Allen today had to do the whole thing with, guys, I love 14. I'm not trying to like. I think we gotta let this stuff go, Joe. Enough with the Diggs stuff. He's gone. It is what it is. Stephon Diggs made Josh Allen a better football player. His time in Buffalo, as much as everybody thinks and is and knows he is a pain in the ass, he made the guy a better football player while he was there. Sometimes, Agreed. Joe, you need to close the book on one chapter to open up and go further in the next one. And I think that now Allen's a smarter player. He's a better player. And he's got the pieces around him. Kincaid, Shakir, Coleman, and all these other guys. Valdez-Scantling. Who's the other guy there? Samuel. All these guys. And everybody's eating, Joe. Everybody's getting a chance to eat. And he's doing a great job with it.
Why haven't they used Keon Coleman? I mean, very limited action.
Well, he missed the first quarter because he was late to something, McDermott said. So that's why. Then he comes in the game finally and he catches his first NFL touchdown. So I think the kid probably learned his lesson on some aspects. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. We're back right now.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
SiriusXM channel 159. Great to have you with us here on the grid. All right, Joe, a few other ones that I want to get with you, and then we'll start to get into the Cowboys and the Giants and some other stuff that is happening here. Steelers beat the Chargers 20-10. Fields now 3-0 as the Steelers starter heading to Indy.
Who said it?
I'm sure you saw. You said it. I understand that. As I said to you a couple of weeks ago, he's taking advantage of it. He got there because Russ got hurt. He didn't beat Russ for the job. Russ got hurt.
He beat Russ for the job. They just didn't give it
to
him.
Russ didn't do anything, Joe. He never played. He played one half or one quarter of a game.
How could he win the job? How could he win the job with that type of productivity?
Why does Tomlin still say that he's not the starting? Why does he still refuse to say he's the starting quarterback then?
Because he wants him to go out there.
Why does Tomlin still play that game?
Because he's a master at the media. He knows how to spin it to get his player motivated. Because if he thinks he doesn't want him to sit fat thinking he's the starter and he's got it won, he's got to go out there and prove it.
Okay. If that's the angle that you want to go with, that's all fine and good. Do you think that they will be 4-0 when they go to Indy this week? You went on 4-0.
Yes, I do. I think they will. What are they laying? 1.5? They should be laying a field goal. I mean, my numbers. Come on. They're sucking you in.
Nice effort by the Texans in Minnesota. Nice effort by them.
Yeah, and I tell you what, this could be a Billy Club special. The Jags might get off the mat this weekend. They might get off the mat to cover that line.
Big spreads have been covering.
You gotta take Jacksonville plus the points with Buffalo. You gotta take Jacksonville.
That was a dude that got ate up very quickly. That one was for sure. Smash.
Recalibrate.
What a nice job by the Bucks losing at home to the Broncos. I'm sure that upset you, considering you can't stand Peyton. So I'm sure that
No, I actually thought they would win, to be honest with you. I thought they would win.
Where wasn't a best bet?
I thought they would cover. It wasn't a best bet, but I thought that line was a little fishy.
Do you want the NFL numbers? I didn't give you the NFL numbers from last week.
Give me the NFL numbers.
You went 2-2. Okay, right. That gets you to 5-7 on the season.
It's early.
I went 3-1 to get me to back to 500, 6-6. So 3-1.
So you got me on the NFL and you got me on the – I didn't realize they gave out awards mid-season. Is that something new now?
Didn't ask for an award. I was giving you an update on where we're at. I was giving you the update.
They give out stars? That's all that I was doing. What are we in, preschool? We're going to get a star?
I won the NFL last year. I won the college bowls. We split the college regular season. There's been a lot. But if we were giving out awards, there'd be plenty of them on the shelf behind me for us the last 2 years. I'm not very concerned about it, to be quite honest.
First 2 years I'm obviously, the show, I smashed I'm
obviously,
in college.
I'm obviously not sitting on my past accolades because I'm up in both already again through a few weeks. So I'm not sitting on my past accolades.
I won the first 2 years in college. I laid it easy on you. The first 2 years of me and you doing the show, I won the college. I think this is the third year.
So
right.
It's apples and oranges, really.
Well, we did football full circle before that.
What have you done for me lately is what we like to get.
I see.
Do I have those numbers, Joe? I might have kept them. Let's see. Did I keep those numbers?
I
have the 2023. That's last year's college picks. Do I have the year before that? I don't, Joe. I only kept tracking the numbers from last year. I have last year's books, and that's it. I don't have anything before 2023. Sorry. I apologize.
Okay. All right.
But I keep everything else, make sure that we know all about it. About the Panthers with the Red Rocket, the Red Rifle going in there in Vegas. Man, the Raiders are tough to figure out, right, Joe? They go to Baltimore. They win a game on the road against the Ravens. And then they go home and they are completely gutless against the Panthers, who I get it. I mean, probably had a little juice at the start because they have Dalton in there. But, man, that looked bad for Bryce Young too, Joe. How well Dalton played with that offense. That was unbelievable.
The Red Rocket, Andy Dutch. I thought they would hit him like a pinata back there. They obviously didn't do that. I mean, he'll come crashing down to earth before you know it. Don't worry. Raiders will get off the mat.
Let me ask you this. So we gave the pump up to Jaden Daniels. I didn't hear you talk about Joey Silk being 0-3. Joey Silk being 0-3.
It's really Joey doesn't play defense, does he? I didn't realize that.
I'll give you that. I don't think it's been on Burrow the last few weeks, but it's still 0-3. And you are what your record says you are, Joe.
Dennis Green. There you go. Denny Green. All right. Okay.
You are what your record says you are.
Well, out of all the 0-3 teams, which one has the best shot to get off the mat? Would you say Joey Silk?
I mean, obviously. The other teams are, who's the other one? The Titans are 0-3, and who's the other 0-3 team?
Jags.
The Jags. Yeah, I would say that they have the best shot, Joe. No doubt.
How about Brian Daboll? What about Brian Daboll?
Yeah, you know, I guess that's one way to make Daniel Jones look good, right, Joe? Get him a guy who catches everything. That's one way to make Daniel Jones look good. Even when he throws it 10 feet over his head, the guy still catches it and brings it down. Neighbors is great. He's unbelievable. He really is, Joe.
He might be better than Harrison.
It's possible. I'm not going to dispute it with you. Don't discount
Brian Thomas if he had a quarterback.
Man, Lawrence stinks, huh, Joe? What a whiff. $275 million.
He looks like Fabio, too. He looks like Fabio. He's just hanging out on the beach. Take a ride. Check it out. He could care less whether he wins or loses.
Barbara and Lisi, really. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Great to have you aboard here on the grid. All right, Joe. When we come back, this is the short segment, of course. So after this, we'll start to build the Dallas and Giant SGP for Thursday night. It'd be nice if we can actually hit one. You mentioned the Giant game. They, of course, got their first win of the season in Cleveland over the Browns. The Cowboys smashed again. I know it looks nice, Joe. It's like what we talked about with some of those college games before. This final looks nice, but they got smashed again at home. And ended up scoring a bunch of runs. I'm watching the baseball game. Touchdowns. I got four games on in front of me here, Joe. I actually care about the last week of the baseball season. I know you do not. And that's okay, Joe. It is what it is.
6-1 Toronto. 6-1. I care.
Yeah, but the Brewer game already went under. Your Brewer game's over. 2-1 final. You got nothing.
That's not nice. You see.
I'm just letting you know what happened. Joe, Cowboys, two very bad performances at home as they head to the Giants, who last year, Joe, 40-0 and 49-17, they beat them both times.
Yeah, so that's what happens. Let me just say this about the Cowboys, right? It's their defense, Carver. It's not so much their offense, it's their defense. They gave up a 115 on the ground to Kamara. They gave up over 200 to Baltimore, 150 to Derrick Henry. How is that going to change? How is that going to change? Everybody's talking Dak Prescott. I understand that. But that defense sucks right now. They're not going anywhere.
I agree. Got nothing to do with Dak. And I know, and I think that people, they love hammering Dak. And they love hammering Jerry. And they love, why don't you have Derrick Henry? Their defense, Joe, is pathetic. And then I saw the excuse after everybody started to say, well, do you realize how the defenses look? Yeah, well, the Dallas offense starts slow and never gives them a chance to play with a lead. Joe, they'll find any excuse to blame the Dallas offense. I can't this time. This is on the defense, and especially everybody's All-American there, as you always love to say. I'm tired of that guy also, everybody just smashes it right at him. The last 2 weeks, Joe, where'd they all run? Smashed it right to his side, smashing it right down his throat. Where is he, Joe? Where's everyone's All-American?
Well, the good news is he's got a podcast. He could talk about it. All these guys, like, they're more worried about
it. He sure does plenty of talking on it. He does plenty of talking.
He does a lot of talking with the podcast. Everybody's got the podcast. He could, you know, he should really talk to a tackling dummy, to be honest with him. Maybe he can learn something. Because at the end of the day, he never makes meaningful plays against elite competition. Am I boring you? He never makes meaningful plays against elite competition. You're out to lunch. You're almost falling asleep. What happened?
I'm hungry, Joe, too. Come on. Do I really need to go through this with you? What I go through every day? This is the end of a long, long day, Joe. Me and you here doing this at night. End of a very, very long day. So, I'm not sure, Joe, that it's going to be so easy for the Cowboys this time at MetLife against the Giants. I'm not so sure. I don't think we're getting the 40-0s and the 49-17s this time around. I'm not saying the Cowboys aren't going to win, Joe, but I don't think that this game's going to be the blowouts that we've seen in years past between these two. I think the Giants are going to have a little spine on Thursday night.
Spine. I'm going to take the points. I'm going to take the points. And I'll tell you this, the most important
player. I love
player,
the over.
Oh, I love the under.
Interesting.
If I'm wrong, I'm wrong.
That should make the SGP fun, that you like the under. That's going to make the SGP very interesting.
Most important player for the Giants, Singletary.
Motor and the offensive line, Joe, because there's one thing. I mean, I know you highlight the running backs, but the Ravens and the Saints had offensive lines that were doing smash jobs on the Cowboys. I don't know if the Giant O-line can do the same thing. So that's where that becomes a sticky situation for them.
Well, it's possible, but Danny Dimes can run it. Danny Dimes can run it like Lamar. You
Danny
never
Dimes
know.
Can run it. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. We'll come back. We'll start to put the SGP together for the Giants and the Cowboys.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Harvard Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Great to have you aboard here tonight. All right, Joe. Let's see. Where do we got? The No Sweat. Same gamer. Let me see, Joe. I'm sure I didn't get a bump up. No, I didn't get a bump up. $5, Joe. They gave me again.
I got $100.
Yeah. Why not? Why not? Why wouldn't you? That's for sure. Okay. Here we go, Joe. Dallas and the Giants, MetLife, Thursday night. The Carver and Lisi SGP. I kind of thrown here a little bit by you, Joe, saying you like the under. So you're going to have to start us off.
All right, I like Wandale Robinson in regards to the total receiving yards, Carver. What do you have, 49 last week? Everybody's going to be looking at neighbors. Give me Wandale Robinson, especially at home. He steps up with big games. 35.5 is his number. Let's take him to 50. 2-1.
I'll take him to 50. That works for me, right, Joe. I'm good with Wandale.
All right, come on, let's try and win this. Let's try and win this.
Yeah, I mean, I would have to think, Joe, that we try and win every week. I don't think we make these with the intention of losing. I don't think that that's what we do. I think that we want these to hit. Let's try to win this. This is a little, you know, I mean, we're always trying to win it, Joe. We're always trying to win it.
Okay.
When are the Cowboys going to let this Dowdle get going, Joe? When's Dowdle going to start to get moving here a little bit? Why do they keep running this old man, Ezekiel Elliott, out there? Why? When is that going to change, Joe? Will it ever change?
What do you want to do with that? What do you want to do?
I want to get Dowdle involved.
So what do you want to take? 50?
How about... about 60.
Ugh. I mean, 60? All right. 60 yards for Rico. The guy doesn't have 60 yards on the year.
He probably doesn't.
So Rico Dowdle? I mean, are we kidding ourselves? Take him for 50. I mean, Rico Dowdle.
I'm trying to pump this thing up, Joe. I get $5, all right? You're throwing all these low numbers at me. I'm not going to get anything. So forget that, Joe. I'm out. No, I'm out on him now. I'm not playing him. How about Dowdle for 25 receiving yards at plus 240?
No, I don't like it. No,
you don't like it.
No, go back to the rushing. Go back to the rushing for Dowdle. Go back to the 60.
The Zeke numbers are so low.
Go to the 60 for Dowdle. Come on, 255. Keep it. And then I'll put 60. All right. Oh, boy. All right, you ready?
Yeah.
Man, these numbers are so low. Oh, boy. All right, let's do this. How about Danny Dimes for 40 rushing yards?
I mean, I don't love it.
Why
you just sat here
it?
Telling me the key guy is going to be Singletary. Singletary is going to be the guy. That's what you said to me. You said Singletary. Why are we messing around with Danny Dimes?
All right, take Singletary. Here we go.
Want Jones to get Jones. I mean, this is your pick.
You know
how
what?
Much
I'm
for Jones?
Take...
40?
40.
All right, 40 for Jones. 40 for Jones. I guess I get to pick all the Cowboys stuff. I guess I have to pick all the Cowboys stuff.
Come on.
All right, it's time. This guy was throwing his arms around on the sideline the other night. He's obviously been frustrated so far. Missed all training camp. I got a feeling Dak's going to make it a point to get CeeDee Lamb involved heavily, Joe.
All right.
Now, last week, we played Garrett Wilson for 2 touchdowns, and he only had 1. Feel like we can go back to the 2 touchdowns with CeeDee Lamb this week. I want to go to 2 touchdowns for CeeDee Lamb.
2 touchdowns for CeeDee. Plus 500. All right. This is going to be a dandy, man. Let me tell you this.
Well, let's see. You'll see, like, adding the 2 touchdowns actually gives me a little juice. And actually makes the $5 go a little bit of a distance. How much does it for 1? Probably a big difference, Joe. Oh, massive difference. What do you want to do, Joe? 1 touchdown or 2? You want to be a pig or not?
I'm
good with 1.
All right, let's
I'll
do
just
one.
Play it. I'll play it beyond my limit with the risk free.
All right, there you go.
Now, are you actually playing the whole risk-free, or are you playing like 67-14? Are you doing some kind of off number?
Playing the whole limit.
Playing the whole thing. Playing the whole limit. All right, so here's what we have, Joe. Wandale Robinson, 50-plus alt receiving. Rico Dowdle, 60-plus alt rushing. Daniel Jones, 40-plus alt rushing. CeeDee Lamb, 1 tutty. 1 anytime touchdown.
All right, let's go. I'm
plus,
with it.
Plus 4204.
I'm in.
So for you, Joe, it's a nice price for what you get. It's not great for me, but I'm going to extend it out a little bit and put a little bit more, and they'll just give me my $5 when hopefully not. But
so there you go, Carver. I mean, it plays into the under, too, so I like that.
I mean, it kind of does. Kind of plays. A little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit.
I mean do we really think Daniel Jones is going to light it up against Dallas? Come on.
I don't know.
Unless Neighbors going to just have a crazy, crazy day where he just goes off? It's possible.
I guess it's possible, Joe. I wouldn't put anything past Neighbors at this point with how good he's looked. Neighbors has looked great. What's Neighbors for 2 touchdowns? Remember always, Joe, one is better than two.
Two
is better than one.
CD is five. He's nine. Yeah.
How about this? You want to throw a CD two and a neighbor's two together? Do two and two?
No. Oh, yeah.
That doesn't play to the under.
Why don't we do 100 and 100 and then 1 and 1?
All right. Say that again. You want to do one CD for neighbors, one for lamb, and then each of them for a hundy?
Yep.
All right. Let me find that. Neighbors and lamb.
Come on.
Lamb.
Come on.
Plus 1245.
Is that not enough for you?
Feels like it should be more, no?
All right.
I mean, what do you want to put it? What do you want to do?
Nothing. We'll hold off. We'll just do what
you want to. You want to check that with the syndicate first? You want to see if they want to get in, if they're in on that?
No, this is our bet. What do you mean the syndicate? This is our bet.
You got to push your primetime bets past them first. I don't know.
Sounds like you're starting to stir the pot. The rumor was, just for you know, would I root for DRS the way he was rooting for me?
No. No. Probably.
I wouldn't?
Probably.
How could you say that?
I don't know. He was rooting you in. He was rooting you in.
I always
Carver Lisi Sports Grid. Serious XM.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159, here with you. All right, Joe, so there you go. We're ready to rock. So it sounds like you think Cowboys win, Giants cover. Is that your official play here for Thursday night?
You know,
is that what you're saying?
It wouldn't shock me, Carver, if the Giants win the game. I'm really not sold on the Cowboys right now, are you?
No, I'm not. I'm not sold on the Cowboys, but I think that this is a team that they have some great success against. And I think that that might help them get back on track.
All right, then there you go.
But that being said, I think the Giants will have a little spine in this game, as I said to you.
Spine.
I think they'll have a little spine. I like the over, Joe. I like the over. I know you don't. I like the over. I think the over is my favorite play.
All right, we'll see. See what happens here.
In the game. We will see what happens. A few other things, Joe, that we can mix in here for a minute. What do I got for you? What do I got? Oh, I know Matias isn't here tonight. We have the great JP Fleming with us. But how about Atlanta, Joe? I thought it was an awful play call running Bijan to the outside in that play. I know they got screwed the series before that with Pitts, probably should have been a flag in the end zone, put the ball on the one, etc. But very gutless play call. I mean, where's the big... Why didn't they smash it, Joe, with Tyler Allgeier there and send him up the middle and try to pick up some yards? These teams let the Chiefs off the hook all the time, Joe, with their mistakes.
I know. That's Raheem Morris, gutless. I mean, will you tell me why they did that? I mean, you have a 4th and inches. Kirk Cousins can't take it on the center. He's not getting enough money. I mean, he can't quarterback sneak it. You tell me. You tell me why that happened. Raheem Morris has got no moxie. Nothing. He's gutless. Like half Gutless. These coaches in the league. And I told you, Eberflus sucks too. He's dragging down Caleb too in that team. Just wait until they lose this week.
Let me tell you something, Can't Joe. Wait. When you talk about, and I say this to you all the time about these teams, these franchises, Jet always Jet, you know, Brown always Brown. Bear are in that conversation now with what they do because they make so many wrong moves and not completely cleaning that place out at the end of last year, letting a guru, an offensive guru, come in and start fresh with Caleb Williams. You knew you were going to get him. You knew you were taking him. You knew the day the season was over that you were going to be taking Caleb Williams. You knew you weren't going back to Justin Fields. Eberflus should have been out. New guy should have been in. Lockstep, hand in hand. Because guess what, Joe? As you said, we said, I said it, they said it, you said it. Eberflus is a stiff, okay? He's a stiff. He's a horrible head coach. I'm sure he's a wonderful defensive coordinator, whatever he was in Indianapolis before he got here. Wonderful defensive coordinator. The Bear D plays a little spunky, blah, 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 blah. He has no feel as a head coach. He's got no feel whatsoever. Like the Jags did with Lawrence, and it's not that it's gotten any better, but I'm just telling you an example. They wasted his first year because it was such a train wreck with Meyer, and I'm not saying it's at that level, but now you're going to have to start him over again in this offseason with a whole new coach, whole new outfit, whole new scheme, style, philosophy. It's like this year is a waste, is going to be a waste for him because that's how this season's going to go for the Bears. You can see it already.
Oh, I agree 100%, Carver, and we talked about it, right? Here's the problem. He got the job because at the end of the year, right, they won games down the stretch, and everybody raved about how good the defense was, right? He's terrible. Well, Matt Eberflus is terrible. He is horrible.
He's not
and
a head coach.
You got me thinking Urban Meyer. He went to Nick Saban to ask, and I showed you that video, how to coach up Caleb Williams. That right then and there shows you that he couldn't handle the situation. He didn't know he shouldn't have been handed the reins to that franchise. I'm sorry. Wait, he went to Nick Saban to ask him how to coach? You're an NFL coach, guy. You're an NFL coach. Wake up.
Awful. Absolutely awful, Joe, is what that was.
What do you think Nick said when that clown walked into his office? Like, are you kidding me? Like, grow up a little bit. You're NFL coach. You're coming into my office?
I know. Now, this is a funny line here this week, Joe. Now, the Rams got that big win over the Niners. And
they're going to get smashed.
You think the Rams are going to get smashed in Chicago?
No, the Bears.
You think the Bears are going to get smashed? Okay. I was going to say to you, because this is, I feel like this game here, Joe, and it's still in the middle of the week, but as you look to the numbers, everybody's going to be on the Rams here getting 2.5 in Chicago against the Bears. And it feels like, Joe, it's going to be one of those pros versus Joes types of situations here with the Bears and the Rams on Sunday.
Here's all I need to know. Better quarterback. Rams. Better coach by a landslide. Rams. Get plus points.
I don't disagree.
You can, Carver, this is a similar situation to last week, Tennessee and Green Bay. Why is Green Bay 2.5-point dogs? I don't know. They just billy clubbed them out of the stadium. Why was Green Bay getting 2.5 points?
All right. Okay. That's fine.
Where are the Sharks then? Huh? Are they putting their teeth into cheddar? Those sharps? Sharp cheddar? They got smashed. You know what? They're all rats.
Smash all city, rats. Joe. Smash city.
All rats. They're rats. You know that.
McVay and Stafford are so good. And I mean, they make Tutu Atwell look good, Joe. That's how good Stafford is when he's healthy. He can make guys like that.
I agree.
Contributing players. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. We're here with you, SiriusXM 159. We'll come back, wrap this puppy up right after.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
SiriusXM 159. Hey, Joe, just like you say, you got to keep your head on a swivel, man. Got to keep your head on a swivel.
I was reading about breaking news. I was reading breaking news. This kid from USC now is gone. Did you read this? Unbelievable.
Yeah, I guess everyone's got it because once you play four games, Joe, you can't have that redshirt anymore. Oh, so
let me tell you this. So this is it. The NCAA needs to make it one game. That's it. You play in one game, you're done. You lose your red shirt. That's it.
Can't do it.
Enough of this now.
Can't do it. Unless you get some injury special exemption, right, Joe? Unless it's an injury special exemption.
What are we doing here? What are we doing? There's no parameters. These guys are jumping ship. They're all rats. They're jumping ship left and right.
All rats, Joe. I don't disagree with you. Listen, before I leave, I got to at least do some President's Cup. USA to win by 4 to 6 points, plus 340. Scheffler, top overall point scorer, plus 700. Tagala, top USA point scorer, 12-1. Tom Kim, top international point scorer, plus 750. Tagala, top rookie, plus 400. Keegan Bradley, top U.S. captain pick, plus 750. Corey Connors, top international captain pick, at plus 330. And for tomorrow, Joe,
yeah,
the opening matches, the four balls that they're going to have going out. Keith Stewart actually put me onto this, and I like the price with him. We are going to take, where is it? I didn't even take this off the board. Yeah, Cantlay and Burns at plus 125 against Matsuyama and Connors, who are actually a slight favorite over Cantlay and Burns in that matchup. So four balls tomorrow, Joe. President's Cup, Royal Montreal. Wow. Let's go. I would ask you to dabble in, but none of your guys made the President's Cup team.
Yeah, I mean, Carver, I'm completely out of golf and baseball, and I lost both baseball totals the other day. I'm upset about that. I take pride in that. I'm now 7-5 overall. So if you tell from the beginning, every time I did the early line, what could I say? You're plus.
Well, a wheel play for you, Joe. Wheel play. You got a lot of those.
I gave out the Mortadella special last Saturday. Florida State, you need a can of Pepto-Bismol, but we still brought it home. You know?
Man, they go to SMU this week, right, Joe? FSU's at SMU.
It'll be a trap game.
Best bet for you? Is that on the best bet sheet, FSU and SMU?
I don't know. Could be a little bit of a best bet. It'll be on.
Like I said, I'm not going to bring it up tonight. I'm going to save it for Friday. But I've seen you running around with some of your selections already, or some of the teams.
Oh, I know. You saw me on the early line with Louisville. I know that got you fancy. Yes. Yeah. So, how dare he talk about my Notre Dame? How dare he? You got a quarterback that threw one touchdown pass all year. Give me a break.
How many has he run for?
I know. Wheels McGee. I know. That's it. There he is. Wheels McGee. Kid's got wheels, right? Is that
always
what it is,
slant the narrative whatever way you want to, Joe. So I could slant it the other.
Riley the Flash. They're calling him in South Bend. Huh? That's it. Don't blink.
I'd be careful.
You might miss him.
I'll just say this to you. I'd be careful with that game on Saturday.
Be
careful. You're puffing your chest out a little bit. I think you're puffing your chest out. In fact, I'll give you another one. I wouldn't use it in your best bets on Friday night. I wouldn't use it.
I'd stay away from his position. You're talking
I'd stay
your
away
position.
From it. Really? I don't think you want to go to it. I'd stay away from it.
Well, let me just ask you this, just quickly. You bury the coach every opportunity you get. You must feel strong about him. You must feel strong. No?
I'm just telling you I'd stay away from the game this weekend. I don't know if it's one you want to go to.
This is the one that came across your desk from out west. This is the hot play in Vegas. This is the one where every syndicate has to say.
It's not on the hot sheets.
I got a 5-star play. I got a 16-star diamond play. I got a 14 play, platinum play, and they're all the same play. They all call up each other. Who do you like this weekend? Who do you like this weekend? What are the numbers you like? What do you got? And they all collaborate.
We got to go. Well, Joe will be on, of course, Thursday night with DRS and KW. The syndicate will be together for the Giants and the Cowboys. Me and Joe will be back together Friday night here with, of course, the college preview and picks, the NFL preview and picks. Great job by JP Fleming with us tonight. Harper and Lisi Sports Grid Radio. See you Friday on the grid.